Streaming.afa.net has now become AFA Stream, and you can find it at stream.afa.net. You see, we removed the letters ING. Our experts have determined that eliminating those three keystrokes, multiplied over hundreds of thousands of AFA Stream visits, could reduce the national debt and maybe increase the gross domestic product. AFA Stream, formerly streaming.afa.net. Improvements to the economy are purely theoretical. This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
You're talking theater or movies, folks.
That's my wheelhouse.
That's right.
So I sold one of my kidneys, and we bought us tickets right behind home plate. It's worth it.
Under normal circumstances.
Under normal circumstances.
Bingo. Old dog Candler.
You're right, right back in it, Tim.
Thank you. Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman, and joining me in studio is Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
JJ Jasper.
Great to be here. Guys, my daughter Maddie moved to Kenya this week, and when they were moving her into her cottage, they said, oh, a little heads up, you want to close your windows each night because the monkeys come in through the window and they'll eat whatever's on the table or the counter. We got a real monkey problem. And then they said, and the baboons are so intelligent. This sounds like it's going to be a joke, but it's legit. They said they've learned to knock on the doors. I guess they're in the jungle and they see people knock on the door and they go, oh, that's how you get entry into the house. They said the baboons will knock on the door and then you open the door, see who it is, and they force their way in and wreak havoc. So I told my daughter, Maddie, if you hear a knock on the door and FedEx delivery, pause to make sure you don't hear. But how crazy that a 4-foot or 5-foot baboon is going to knock on your door and you just open the door slightly and, oh, man, I thought you were going to be one of my missionary friends. You busted up in here, started tearing up furniture, looking for food.
Big fangs and everything.
Yeah, that's what a dad wanted to hear.
I meant big ears. That's what I meant.
Words you don't hear every day. My daughter just moved to Nigeria.
Right. Kenya.
Or Kenya, rather.
Yeah,
Kenya.
That's right.
Kenya as a
missionary.
Working in the mission field.
That's right. So please pray for Maddie. In fact, she is going to be on Exploring Missions with Brother Bert Saturday afternoon, 2:30 Central. Sunday morning, 8:30, you can hear her story. Brother Bert, Alex McFarland do a great job. I think it's 3 o'clock with Exploring the Word, and then he has a missions program on the weekend, and Maddie's going to be the special guest this weekend.
Amen.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we got a bunch of trivia questions to ask, and we hope you will call in and ask and answer. What are the ground rules here?
Well, we just simply ask if you've been on the air with us in the last 2 months that you wait a week. We do try to get as many people on as possible, but if you've been on the air with us, wait a week. If you've been on with us in the last 2 months, we also ask that you be 11 years old or older to call into the program.
All right, and JJ, tell us about the mystery question.
Yeah, we each have three questions out of these original 9 questions. One is a mystery question. If you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. And that means you're going to win yourself a really, really nice AFR cap. When I say nice, it's gray and black, and the AFR is actually a leather patch on the front. It's one of the best-looking caps I've seen. So this is going to be nice, and you might be the one that wins that today if you land on the mystery question and answer it right.
Hey, go ahead.
I was going to say, now, Tim, you used to balance the AFR travel mug on your head.
Right.
Let's see if you can balance the hat. Well, for those of you who are watching online.
I don't think the degree of difficulty is quite the same. I don't know, with this thing on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
a great job. Well, you actually
a man wearing two hats, you know, that guy needs to be institutionalized.
We all wear more than one hat around here, Tim.
Metaphorically speaking.
Yeah.
Or is that metaphorically?
I was just going with the flow of the conversation.
Hey, we have those hats available at our website where we'll give that to you. with our products.
Where they can buy it, resources.afa.net.
Yeah, what is
afa.net, resources.afa.net.
Resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net. You can buy that cap. See the cap and buy the cap. It's really nice for $20.
See the cap, buy the cap.
That's right. All right. So
that's all it is, $20? Nowadays, that's...
Is it 20? Is it 25? Well, you know, we go up and down like a stock market here with our prices. You can't ever tell day to day. $25. Inflation's hit our hats. $25. But they're nice hats.
Well, and any hat you get that's like a ball cap for a team or something, you can pay up to $40.
That's right.
So, yeah, there you go. So, you're getting a deal.
Getting a
$25
deal.
For a cap. But AFR cap, they're really nice. They're durable. And order yours at what website, Ed?
Resources.afa.net.
Okay, go.
Although if somebody gets the mystery question, they get a free one.
A free one.
I know with our shirt, you talked about them being stain-proof, bulletproof. Yeah. Now, haven't you said wearing one of these AFR caps, if you're ever attacked by a gang of baboons... That you'll come out unscathed. That's a guarantee, isn't it?
It is a guarantee, and here's how you do that, folks. You take the hat and you throw it, and the baboons go and chase it, and then you run in the other direction. So, and then you can't rig these up to explode. So
I
if
think
you want to get rid of some baboons.
When missionaries first go over somewhere and they've been recruited, they don't tell them everything. You know what I'm saying? They don't tell them everything until they get over there.
That's why those brochures are so, only one-page brochure. Right.
Now, Maddie's pretty fearless, though. She probably would have still gone.
She is fearless.
Oh, yeah, she would have still gone. But they when they pick you up at the airport and they're driving you out into the jungle, they tell you, oh, by the way.
Yes, right. If about you three, hear a knock on
yeah,
the door.
Yeah, there's about three oh by the ways. I don't know if they told you when you signed up for this.
One of my first times I went on a short-term mission project, the power just went out. Well, of course, Mr. American Boy, I'm like, what in the world? What just happened? Everybody's in the dark. And they're like, what? And I said, the electricity, it goes off two or three times a day. And you're like, oh, man, may or may not have a hot shower.
Yeah.
Probably not. And then the electricity goes off and they're just calm, cool, and collected. And you're like, we are really spoiled over here.
We are.
Our creature
comforts.
And
I like it that way.
Your hashtag.
We will fight to keep America prosperous.
That's right.
Hey, I said I wasn't going to lead with a joke. So one of my daughters, for a social project, she has worn a t-shirt that says Kamala 2024. And she has already gotten spit at, bullied, and slapped. And we're just curious to see what happens when she leaves our home.
Bada boom. Bada boom.
You kind of had me there.
Yeah.
I was. My first thought was, what, really? People down here at the South do that? But
go ahead.
Okay, here are my three questions. In 1861, Congress authorized the first paper currency in U.S. history. What were these bills called? In 1861, Congress authorized the first paper currency in U.S. history. What were these bills called? Second question. You're going to get one of these every Friday from now until Election Day. Who were the presidential candidates in the 2004 race for the White House? I'm talking Republican and Democrat. Who were the presidential candidates in the 2004 race for the White House? Third question, Howard Morris, the actor who played deeply Southern Ernest T. Bass on The Andy Griffith Show, was actually born in the Bronx, New York. Is that true? Howard Morris, the actor who played Ernest T. Bass on The Andy Griffith Show, was actually born in the Bronx, New York. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question, of the U.S. states that border Mexico, which state has the shortest border? Of the U.S. states that border Mexico, which state has the shortest border? Second question, in honor of my friend Ed Vitagliano, which superhero's weakness was the color yellow? Which superhero's power could be taken away by the color yellow? Third question, Which U.S. state is known as the Flicker Tail State? Which U.S. state is known as the Flicker Tail State? Now, when you played rugby, they called you old Flicker Tail, didn't they, Ed?
When I played rugby.
Yeah.
No.
After you got through working out on the pommel horse, went over to rugby practice.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about that last week. I was listening on the radio. Yeah. We did the exact same thing.
We had
the pommel horse in the gym class. And we all took turns getting up on that to see if we could spin around, let go with one hand. We had the pegs that you put in the board to go up the wall and down.
What did you guys
do? Pull-ups.
What did you guys do for gym class?
We did a little something called basketball.
All year round?
Yeah. An American sport. We were Americans. All right, here are my three questions. Number one, speaking of gym and the Olympic Games going on right now, what American athlete has the most gold medals in track and field in history?
Ooh.
I'm talking about a career.
Yeah.
Okay. What American athlete has won the most gold medals in track and field in
the Olympics only?
In the Olympics, in their career.
And it's not Ernest T. Bass.
Not Ernest T. Bass.
Can we give that out for like a hint?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll narrow things down substantially.
What does NASA stand for? We may have had that question before, but
it doesn't matter. It's a good reminder.
What does the acronym NASA? It is an acronym, right?
Yeah.
What is the acronym?
Or abbreviation? Yeah.
NASA. What does it stand for? And finally, what is the biggest animal in the world?
Land or sea?
Doesn't matter. What is the biggest animal in the world? All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Haywood is on the line. Haywood, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors. Good to be back.
Well, thank you, sir. Where in Mississippi are you from?
A little town called Kosciuszko.
Kosciuszko.
All right, Haywood, bring it, brother. You want to ask or answer or both?
I want to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to take a shot at here?
The Mexican border question.
All right, Haywood, here's what we got. Of the U.S. states that border Mexico, and by the way, there's four, which state has the shortest border?
That'd be California.
Nicely done. Right out of the chute.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you know which four states border Mexico?
Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona.
And California. Yep. That's right. Way to go.
And California.
Way to start us out, buddy.
Excellent job, Haywood.
Yeah, I think there are like 12 million people who know that border since
yes, they do.
Since
15
the last three
million,
years.
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah, 15 million.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, but California is the shortest border. What you got? San Diego,
Tijuana.
Down there. Went down there for surgery once.
We can tell. Yeah. We can tell just by looking at you, over at you. Yes, sir. They did a pretty good job. Yeah.
Well,
you got your money's worth.
Yeah. It was cheaper than here. Insurance
so
wouldn't
you
pay
got
for
your,
it.
Your surgery in Baja, California.
Yeah. Tijuana.
Baja.
Just got to drive over the border.
Right.
All right. All right, Haywood, we are ready, my friend. Go ahead.
Okay. True or false? Horses can sleep standing up.
That is 100% true. They mostly sleep standing up.
That's correct. Haywood, way to go, JJ.
Yes, sir.
JJ is our horse guy.
He's our horse guy, our car guy.
Do you have horses, Haywood?
In the past, been pretty familiar with horses all through them out in my life.
Yeah. So they
can lock their legs.
Okay.
And it provides a platform that supports the rest of their body.
Yeah.
Wow.
Old Flicker Tail beside me, that's what he would do in rugby. And that's how they were able
like
to give
legs?
Him the ball and throw him over the line of scrimmage or whatever.
Why did I get
abused.
Christened with the nickname Flicker Tail?
I don't know, but it's
Haywood,
funny.
Haywood, you're right. Horses can sleep standing up. And I tell you what, thinking about horses, it's not like having a dog's life. They get discouraged. If you ever see a horse somewhere and they look like they're a little bit depressed, go up to them and say, "Why such a long face?" That's what you need to say to the horse.
Boom.
Why such a long face?
Thank you, Haywood. Take care, my friend.
Have a good weekend,
appreciate
buddy.
Calling in. That's Haywood calling from Mississippi. Next up, Ed.
All right, let's go to Georgia. I just love saying it that way. Georgia and Mark is on the line. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Georgia?
Mm-hmm. I live in Blackshear.
Okay.
That's a good area.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Mark, my friend beside me with the faux Georgia accent, gives me grief when I say howdy every time a Texan answers. Hey, what part? Ask, answer, or do both, Mark?
I want to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Let's see. How about the 2004 election?
All right, Mark, here's the question. Who were the presidential candidates, and I'm talking about the two main candidates, Republican and Democrat, who were the presidential candidates in the 2004 race for the White House?
I think that was George W. Bush and John Kerry.
That is correct. That's not all
that.
Are
we clapping for both of them, or no, or yes?
We're clapping for Mark.
Correct answer.
Yes, yes, that's right.
That's 20 years ago.
Wow.
That
now, when was it Al Gore? Or I guess that's
2000.
Okay.
Oh, so George W. Bush beat Al Gore first.
Yes,
and then John Kerry
and then
second.
Kerry, he had two.
He barely beat
by a hanging chad.
Yes.
Yeah. Down in South Florida, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, they had some other hits.
Dade County, I think.
After that, the hanging chads. They
chads.
Yeah, they toured with Garth Brooks. For a while, but I think
the hanging chad,
drugs and alcohol got them as it does a lot.
As it does a lot, yeah. A lot of people got to watch.
All right, Mark,
what's your question for us, Mark?
Okay, I'm a paramedic, so I will ask an anatomy question.
We're ready.
There is a major difference in the right lung and the left lung. Do you know what the difference is?
I
haven't either.
The Spencer valve. I think the Spencer valve on the right lung opens.
Yeah, here it goes.
2 inches wider than.
Look at me in the eye. Yeah.
hey, start that song about your knee bones connected to the, and we'll get to the right and left lung. There, you guys will stay on key.
You mean in everybody? It's the same way, Mark.
Everybody. Unless they were born with an abnormal lung, it's the same in everybody.
See, how he says under normal circumstances.
Yes. What's
the answer?
The right lung has three lobes, and the left lung only has two.
Now, why is that? Is that because of the heart's location over there, or what?
Well, the lung in its entirety are the same size. And I don't know the answer as to why God designed it that way, but the right lung is divided up into three lobes, the upper, the middle, and the lower. And the left lobe just has the upper and the lower.
You know, I'm surprised that a coach has not brought that up in a halftime during the pep talk. How easy would it be to say, boys, you need to use your right lung. Use all three of those lobes. We can, you know, we're a little bit behind, but if you'll use all three of those lobes in your right lung, we'll win this championship game.
It's inspiring me now.
Yes.
Right this minute.
Absolutely.
That's, I never heard that.
I've never heard that either.
That's good information. Thank you for what you do as a paramedic.
A lobe? L-O-B-E?
L-O-B-E. Yes.
What does a lobe, do?
Well, your earlobe, it helps your earrings stay intact if you're a lady. Well, the lungs.
Okay, that's helpful.
you start to narrow, the process of elimination. Uh-huh. Tell what different lobes in your body, what they do. And your lung does not do that. Okay. And then you kind of can zero in on what the lungs do.
The lobes.
You didn't pass chemistry, did you, JJ?
Or biology.
the lobes are distinct. So they have a non-permeable barrier so that if you have a punctured lung, one of the lobes only, then you still have two lobes that are able function.
Said they're distinct and you've got a right and a left and your right is the right and left, if you had just cackled right then, that really would have That would have brought back some nice little.
Lobes. I just want to say lobes are extremely important, and the lobes that we have,
like
that
time,
we had yesterday,
yes,
are the lobes that we have today, and they're just as important today as they were
in time
yesterday.
Time and space. Yes.
And tomorrow we will also have lobes.
Cackle, cackle, cackle.
Make every lobe count as you go through life.
That's right.
Let's repeat our question.
All right, I'm going to have to add a question.
Yeah,
I've already had one answered. In 1861, Congress authorized the first paper currency in U.S. history. What were these bills called? Second question, Howard Morris, the actor who played deeply Southern, Ernest T. Bass on the Andy Griffith Show, was actually born in the Bronx, New York City. Is that true or false? And here's the third question. What is the actual name for the American historical flag that features a rattlesnake and the words "Don't Tread on Me"? There's a name for that flag. What is it?
Oh, that's good. Here's what I've got. First question, thinking comic book heroes, which superhero's weakness was the color yellow? Which superhero's weakness was the color yellow? Second question, which U.S. state is known as the Flicker Tail State? Which U.S. state is known as the Flicker Tail State? Third question, nitrous oxide is known by a more common name. What is it? Nitrous oxide.
All right, my three questions are, what American athlete has won more gold medals in track and field over their career? That makes sense?
Absolutely.
There is one athlete that has won,
yes, sir,
won the most gold medals in track and field over his career or her career. What is that person's name? Secondly, what does the acronym NASA stand for? What does the acronym NASA stand for? And finally, what is the biggest animal in the entire world? What is the biggest animal in the world?
I know I keep talking about my daughter, Maddie. She flew through to Africa and had a six-hour layover in Paris. And when we were talking, and, you know, she knew our itinerary, she said, wow, Paris, 2024 Olympics, I'm going there. I bet I'll see some swimmers walking through the airport or gymnasts. She is boarding her flight from Paris to Africa, and saying hello to the person sitting next to her. And she said, hey, were you able to see the Olympics while you were here? And the person said, I was in the Olympics. And she sat by a female runner from Kenya who was in the Olympics.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then she prayed that, like, Lord, put the right person next to me so I can share the gospel.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Maybe they went there at the highest part of their life to be in the Olympics, but God had other plans and said, I want to introduce you to Jesus who is even beyond the Olympics.
Amen. Amen.
That'll preach.
Sure will.
All right, we'll be back in a couple of minutes with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We'll get to Tom in Louisiana. He'll be first up when we get back.
I'd like to take a minute and have a heart-to-heart with you. If you're able, place your hand over your heart. Can you feel it? My strong heartbeat reminds me that I'm alive. See, it's the same for an unborn baby. Their heart begins to form at conception and at just 3 weeks is already beating. At 5 weeks, a baby's heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. That's where Preborn steps in, rescuing 200 babies every day from abortion simply by providing a mother with a free ultrasound and allowing her to hear her child's heartbeat and see their perfectly formed body in the womb. By 6 weeks, eyes are forming. By 10 weeks, a baby is able to suck his or her thumb. Preborn needs our help to save these precious souls. For just $28, you could be the difference between the life or death of a baby. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
What are we tuned into right there?
Do it, Ed.
Kettle, you fool. Hey. This is your employer speaking.
That is really good.
That was Jacques Cousteau.
Jacques Cousteau.
Look at the size of that squid.
That's Inspector Clouseau, you know. You ever let
that makes me want to go out and buy insulation.
Which you ought to tell Maddie's. Just say, do you have a last sounds for that minky? Monkey.
Yeah.
That's
Your French is improving.
Yes, it is. French. Yeah. I think you could order something off the menu.
All right, let's go back to the phones, Ed.
All right. Tom is patiently waiting in Louisiana. Tom, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, man. It's hard to follow Brother Don.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I was just saying during the break, I was talking to Brent Creeley, our producer. I love hearing those.
They're timeless.
Yeah. I just love his voice. So, and so much wisdom as well.
Hey, and a little bit of backstory, Tom, his bride is right over through the glass here. Miss Linda is our studio audience. So yep. Tim's mom is watching while we're doing the show.
Right.
Well, Tom, thank you.
I'm calling from Ruston, Louisiana, up here on I-20. And it's hot over here. But look, I got a bone to pick with Learning University.
We're ready.
Can I share my heart?
Yes, sir.
Share your heart.
Go ahead.
You've been listening a long time, Tom. Go ahead.
I've been watching Bob Ross for the last 25 years on his painting show, you know, when he just kind of veg out, you know. And I always thought he was spontaneous. He had a new show each week. He had the little squirrels in his pockets, you know. And then I listened to Learning University, and they said he's been dead since the last century.
Yeah.
Hey. I've been living a lie for 25 years.
Wait, when did he die? I missed that.
Bob Ross died like 25 years ago.
Did he really?
I don't think it's that long, but it's been a while.
Hold on.
Since
let
he
me
passed
Bob
away.
Ross.
One of his lobes exploded. It made a mess.
Well, you know, you can always say.
Bob Ross.
Now, here's a little puffy cloud here.
the little happy trees.
It's a little tree.
I'll tell you, Bob Ross, the American painter. Who's,
what about Bob?
He died in 1995.
Really?
Did it have anything to do with his hairdo?
That's almost 30 years ago.
The whole time.
Do what now? What'd you say, Tom?
That's why his hair stayed the same the whole time.
Yeah. Well, listen.
He was in the choir eternal.
I'll tell you something about that. I knew like a lot of people do because of people flipping the channels over the years, especially when you had PBS was prominent.
You didn't have many channels.
Yeah, I just knew him as the white guy with the afro who painted.
Yes.
Huh?
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And that's how I think a lot of people knew him peripherally.
Right.
You know, that guy who, you know, that guy on TV that paints with the afro. Anyway. So we were down and Alice and I were down at the beach a couple of years ago, and we had our little dog with us. I know nobody cares about this.
But I do.
Anyway, our little Maltese. And so we went to the beach. We left him at the condo, and we left the channel on the Bob Ross channel.
No,
it's 24/7 him painting.
Really? There's a channel?
It's on Roku or one of those. One of those, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
One of those that baby boomers quit when they try to learn how to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was a channel. But anyway, we went to the beach for 2 hours. We came back. He was still glued to the TV.
Are you serious? Yeah,
just like our caller, Tom. He was like vegged out watching Bob Ross paint.
Well, how do you know that he wasn't, your dog wasn't, you know, goofing around and then heard the key in the lock?
That's right.
And then ran over to the TV.
Like, what is Farside commercial? Yeah. He might have been there partying. And
all
then
I
he
can
heard
tell
you
is what I experienced. All right, Tom, go ahead. We answer.
Yeah. You both, Tom.
My dog watches Leave It to Beaver every morning, so you know he knows what's on TV.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well I want to ask the I want to do both,
yeah,
and answer the Ernest E. Bass.
All right, Tom. Here's the question: Howard Morris, the actor who played deeply Southern Ernest T. Bass on the Andy Griffith Show, was actually born in the Bronx, New York City. Is that true or false, Tom?
Well, now, you know, the lady said he was back Boston, but not deeply South. But I would say that is probably 100% true. He worked with Sid Caesar, and he was a producer on a lot of stuff.
It is. It is true.
What?
He
Ernest
was,
T. Bass?
Ernest T. Bass was from the Bronx.
From New York? New York.
New York. Hey, now, you're right. That episode where Andy tried to clean him up and make him presentable, he was identified. His accent was identified as back Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when he liked his girlfriend was Ramona.
Yeah.
But he called her Romina.
You guys got too much time on y'all's hands.
Hey, okay. Well done. Well done, Tom.
I got a question for you.
All right, go ahead.
What river is Dubuque, Iowa on?
Tim, you're good on geography.
I've been there a couple of times.
What
and
river?
Seen the river.
Dubuque, Iowa. I mean, the first answer comes to me is the Mississippi, but...
Coming well, through there. But, let's say Mississippi.
We're gonna go with the Mississippi River.
Tim knows.
Maybe the Missouri, but I think it's a Mississippi.
Well, now, wait a minute. Which one is it?
I think we've already committed ourselves.
I've hedged my bets here. I'm going to say Mississippi.
All right. We're going with Tim.
All three.
Tim is a geographic expert. He's correct.
Nice. Right. Yep. That's the dean of this here institution.
The Missouri is.
Oh, okay.
Missouri comes down. But it comes down through, I think, like...
That's the longest river, Missouri.
Yeah,
but,
Missouri runs a long, long way, like from Montana to...
Okay, well, I'll let y'all get back
Thanks,
to you.
Thanks, buddy. Yes, all right, sir. Tom, have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Next up, who's next?
All right, how about we go to Oklahoma?
Let's go.
Let's go to Oklahoma. Jackie is on the line. Jackie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning,
Jackie.
Please. Hi.
Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Oklahoma?
I am my own mayor, 5 acres north of Seminole.
North? How far north of Seminole?
Well, I'm 7 miles from the I-40 exit.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Well, listen, do you want to ask or answer or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Has NASA been answered yet?
NASA has not been answered yet. So the question, Jackie, from 6 miles north of Seminole, is that
on
there,
5 acres?
On 5 acres, which is not far from I-40, is what does NASA stand for, Jackie?
Okay, Eisenhower in 1958 coined it. National Astronautics and Space Agency, but I think today it's National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Yes,
nice.
You got
wow.
that.
Man.
I didn't know that was the original name, agency, and they changed it to administration, huh?
Yes, it looks like it.
Hey,
according
Jackie,
to Google.
And if you're close to a window, if you want to just wave, NASA's watching you right now.
Okay.
You might as well acknowledge it. Just wave a polite wave and look out the window there.
Okay.
Jackie answered it correctly. The acronym NASA is short for National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
And she even gave us a cool backstory.
Yeah.
And whenever they were starting that and they were going to use astronauts, there wasn't even such a name. They were test pilots. They were fighter pilots, test pilots. And then they just said, hey, this is a brand new endeavor, brand new whatever. And so somebody came up with astronaut just kind of,
NASA? Wow.
Yeah, for that. Because they were all military and they were all test pilots.
So Chuck Yeager.
Chuck Yeager type. Okay. He got, he should have been one of the first, but he got not included by just a little technicality.
Wow.
And then all of his buddies who he broke more records and was a better pilot than they were, and they went on to be astronauts.
That'll teach you not to let your driver's license expire.
A little technicality.
Missed out on being an astronaut.
Look, we're talking about all this. I let my passport expire, so we're going online to do it. You think we're not in troubling times? They said, what do you want to do here? Do you want to get a passport? Do you want to renew your passport? Or do you want to change your gender? Ugh. That is on our government. We're there. I mean, you think that you get whoever you get in administration, mm-hmm. that things can't change in just 3.5 years. And I wanted to say the sarcastic side of me. I want to say, yeah, I do. I want to declare that I'm triplets. And I want you to start sending me all the forms and treat me because I identify as a triplet. All three of us. But, you know, they said, do you want to change your gender like you can just turn yourself into a boy or a girl? And they believe that. It's so ridiculous. But wow. The federal government, not only do they, this administration promotes it, endorses it, and here we are.
Yeah.
Sorry, let me get off the porch. But that right. sound you're going to hear is a screen door slamming as my old man goes back in the house.
And you kids get off my lawn.
Yeah, I'm going to get off the soapbox. Sorry, I got triggered. This was just okay. A couple of days ago. Do you want to change your gender? I said, you got to be kidding.
Are you back on the porch?
No, I'm taking a deep breath. And
all right, Jackie, what's your question for us?
Okay. Tim has probably been in one of these. What is the Latin word vomitorium mean?
Latin word what now?
Vomitorium. V-O-M-I-T-O-R-I-U-M.
See, you should have never told people about you getting that work done in Tijuana. Because now they just know. They just know that you've got medical issues and you've had to spend time in the vomitorium. hooked up to some wires.
A vomitorium.
Vomitorium.
Nurse Cratchit.
I tell you what.
Nurse Cratchit, what are you going to do with those? Well, somebody needs to jump their battery. And since you're all hooked up here in the vomitorium.
The vomitorium.
A vomitorium?
Vomitorium with a B.
Oh, with a B. I thought she said V.
I thought she
you
said
say
V
or B?
V is in Victor, and it's...
Oh.
You want a hint?
Yeah, go.
It has to do with sports.
A vomitorium.
A vomitorium. I've been to a vomitorium, but it kind of goes back to the high school prom and homecoming. We called it the porcelain... what did we call that?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the porcelain deity. Let's call it. Let's.
We don't know, Jackie.
We don't know.
I had to go to the vomitorium after eating too much at a Golden Corral.
We don't need too much information. Okay, we don't need all that.
All right, Jackie. You gotta see. You put three guys on this trail.
You're becoming 12 years old again. Okay.
You never quite get out of the eighth grade.
Yeah.
All right. What's the answer, Jackie?
It's Latin for spew forth. It's a passage in a stadium where the people leave.
And they
what is it now?
Like a portal,
like those tunnels that you walk through.
It's situated below or behind a tier of seats in an amphitheater or a stadium.
Okay,
through which large crowds can exit rapidly.
Okay, yeah,
they call it a vomitorium.
And Tim, you ran through that a time or two, and broke through that big paper.
Yeah.
In your mind when you were leading the team out.
That's right. That happened.
The vomitorium. That's fascinating. Jackie, that was a great question.
Worth having Jackie on right there.
All right, repeat our questions quickly.
Vomitorium.
All right, I'm going to have to add another question. Man, I'm just getting last 2 weeks. I thought I had questions enough for about 3 weeks. But all right, my one remaining original question, in 1861, Congress authorized the first paper currency in U.S. history. What were these bills called? Second question, what is the actual name for the American historical flag that features a rattlesnake in the words, "Don't tread on me"? There's a name for that flag. And I will add a Bible question. In the Old Testament, no one was supposed to touch the Ark of the Covenant, but one man did and died. Who was it? What was his name?
Here's what I've got. First question from the comic books. Which superhero's weakness was the color yellow? Which superhero's weakness was the color yellow? Second question, which U.S. state is known as the Flicker Tail State? Which U.S. state is known as the Flicker Tail State? And then number three, nitrous oxide is known by a more common name. What is it? Can I give a hint?
Sure.
Think dentist. Think dentist. Nitrous oxide. It's known by a more common name. What is it?
Yeah, that one I know.
All right, my questions, I got two left here. What American athlete has won the most gold medals over his or her career in track and field in the Olympics? Got that?
Got it, sir.
Secondly, what is the biggest animal in the world? The biggest animal in the world.
So if you're looking out your window in your backyard, you go, I just spotted the biggest animal in the world. What are you looking
what
at?
What are you looking at? Yep.
What are you looking at?
And I doubt people are going to believe you if you call them and say you're not going to believe what's in my backyard.
Yes. Well, they're going to say, wait a minute, you're calling me at 2 a.m. to tell me what? Have you been huddled around the vomitorium?
So you can't get 12-year-olds, yeah, away from this joke.
All right, let's go.
All right, let's go to Kansas. And Michael is on the line. Michael, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, I want to answer the superhero question.
All right, Michael, here's the question. Which superhero's weakness was the color yellow?
Is it Green Lantern?
Hey!
Oh!
Michael, do you know what that cowbell means?
Yes.
You just won yourself a cap, an AFR cap.
The Green Lantern.
Yeah, his friends called him Coleman. That was his nickname.
Well, that's a superhero, right?
Yeah, Green Lantern.
Okay. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds was playing him once.
Who was?
A movie version.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds knows all about these superheroes.
I'm just sorry.
Maybe not so much, but
you're sitting around, the superheroes are, you know, going out to eat dinner, and you got Superman and Batman and Spider-Man. Hey, what's your name, Green Lantern?
and what's your weakness?
The Green Lantern.
I can't. Somebody comes after me with a yellow crayon.
Nice to meet you, Green Lantern. Boy, I'm scared of you.
Well, the Green Lanterns are pretty powerful in the DC universe.
Yeah.
I don't think you should mock them, Tim.
No.
Yeah. He might come through that window, huh?
That's right.
The Green Lantern, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, stay on the line, Michael, so we can get your address. What's your question for us?
Okay. How many countries are there border U.S.?
How many countries border?
Yeah, don't just throw out an answer before.
I have to give you three options. Actually, four options. One, two, three, or all above.
All right, let's talk among ourselves.
All right, don't say anything, Mike.
Are we talking about anything up there? Like, we know Canada and Mexico, but Nova Scotia, do we touch something up there?
Nova Scotia joined Canada.
Maine with a little island or something?
Well, I'm wondering if, like, Alaska actually borders. I think we border Russia.
I think there's a 10-mile sliver there.
So,
You mean that touch? There's a dividing line? Like, North Korea, South Korea?
No, there's the Alaska, the uttermost part of Alaska, then a little tiny island, and only about a 10-mile canal, and then there's Russia.
That's not a border.
That's
in my mind,
right?
Yeah.
That's
if we've got the
Atlantic Ocean?
No, what's the river right there? The Rio Grande. You got water separating us.
You got
Mexico.
You got California and Mexico.
That's true. And New Mexico.
I think you're probably right. I think there is water separating Alaska and Russia. So I guess I would have to go with two.
Let's go with two. I guess there's a footpath going over there that we're not aware
of. All right, Michael, we're going to say two.
Actually, the correct answer is three. Canada, Mexico, and the third one is Republic of Malaysia.
Oh, yeah. How did we forget that one?
The Republic of Malaysia.
Malaysia. Well, now wait, you're getting Green. You're getting Green Lantern mixed in here.
he rules over that planet.
We're not talking about DC universe. We're talking about Rand McNally world.
Where is this place, Michael?
Somewhere. It's in Nevada.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is All right, now that's technically not true, Michael. That is a fake. I mean, it was done as a publicity stunt where this guy owned some land and he declared it separate from the United States, but it's not really. And he called it the Republic of, I forget, it's something like that, Molesia.
You're bursting
something.
Michael's bubble. There.
Hey, though, hey, you did make us think. And listen, yeah. Stay on the line, Michael, so they can get
your
address.
Yeah, we'll get your
address.
Phone number.
Yeah, and get your, I mean, get your information address. And you get a AFR cap.
Nice.
Okay. The reason I know that is I may still have it on my computer. I almost included that as a true-false question one time. But the more I read up about it, the more fake it was.
Yeah, more fake. Publicity stunt. Hey, listen, we're talking about him winning the AFR cap. This is one of the best looking caps I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Where can people? A lot of people wear our T-shirts and jackets. Where can they get this cap now that they're available for sale?
Resources.afa.net. That is our resource center where you can buy not just a hat, but clothing items and
DVDs,
books, all kinds of things.
Vitamins. We have some special vitamins we created here. That
yes, you get your AFR protein shake mix, and right.
Cure a lot of diseases.
That's right. Guaranteed, vitamins. We guarantee you will not have to visit a vomitorium.
That's it.
If you're taking these vitamins,
they're baboon proof
and supplements. All right. I'll keep going down that road as long as you let me, Tim. All right, Arkansas, and Tony is on the line. Tony, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How's everybody?
We're blessed, buddy. How are you?
Doing great. I was toying with answering the question about the guy from the Bronx, but what was his name? Ernest T.
Yes, Ernest T. Bass.
Did he grow up there, though? Did he grow up in the Bronx?
He was
born there.
He was born in the Bronx. Now, he grew up, I think, in New York because he was involved in entertainment in New York City. So I don't know how long he lived there, though. Hey, Tony.
I read on Facebook, and you know it's true. So
right.
You know, that he really got perturbed with people that would come up to him and talk to him and expect him to be as silly or as dumb as the character he portrayed, you know, when actually he had a very high IQ.
He was a very talented entertainer, too. So.
What was his name?
Yeah.
His real name?
Howard Morris.
And was there another show or movie that he was famous for?
He did voices for a number of things and was in a couple of other movies. I'm not a big Howard.
So the answer is no.
I don't know. I just.
Hey, what's your, which question you want to answer, Tony?
Well, I guess the only thing I can take, these kind of hard questions today. So the only thing I can take a gander at is the biggest animal.
Okay, Tony, the question before you is this. What is the biggest animal in the world?
Land or sea, right?
Land or sea, yes, sir.
Okay, I'm thinking that it's the killer whale.
Killer whale is a good guess. That's probably top five, but incorrect. But good, a good guess.
Good try, though.
I was thinking the killer whale is either the biggest animal or the fastest animal in the world, one or the other.
The killer whale?
I could be wrong on both. It happens.
Yeah. I just know sharks don't like to see them coming.
No, it's true.
Because the killer whales.
They'll eat them.
They'll eat great whites.
Yeah.
Really?
They're the top of the food chain out in the wild.
Yes, they are.
Yonder. There, or not yonder.
Now, we're not talking Shamu. Is that what Shamu is?
Oh, Shamu.
People ride on his nose.
He has the dark side.
Yeah, I'm going to say
that. Does. He'll take you down.
Yeah, and everybody out there is just on a paddleboard, and they don't know whether or not to say Free Willy.
Right.
You don't know if he's going to jump over you or have you for dinner.
Well, I think there are no known cases of killer whales going after humans in the wild. They do sometimes in captivity, like the ones who are at SeaWorld and stuff like that, I guess because they're very intelligent, and they're being kept in small, confined spaces, and maybe they just lose it. but
no, I don't. Who, you a whale psychologist? Is that what you are now?
No, I'm with Ed on this, but I think sometimes they're just
y'all talk shop. Y'all talk about whales and how they think and act and behave.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You start with a really large couch. I mean, it's one of the biggest couches you've ever seen in your life. And lay down on this couch and tell us how you feel. Yeah. How does this make you feel?
You feel like a fish out of water, do you?
When I talk to him, I ask him, I say, how was your relationship with your father?
Yes.
And your mother.
Come on, let's talk shop. Yeah. No, I really have heard that they weren't trying to kill him. They were playing, and they took the trainer down to the bottom of the water, and they were just, you know, they thought it was a game.
Killer whales don't eat, they don't hunt humans.
Well, that's nice to know.
Yeah. So,
what's your question for us?
Well, going back to the killer whale, I have a pretty interesting story. Several years ago, me and my family went to Florida.
Hold that story, Tony. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but there's the music, and it doesn't stop for no man. It doesn't stop for any man. our sea animal.
It's like,
not even a killer whale.
What they call a hard break.
We're going to take a timeout right here. Tony can tell us his story. Tony from Arkansas. We get back, and then back to the phones we'd go to North Dakota and talk to James.
Oh, you know which question James is going to answer.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't want to give anything away.
No.
We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.